237.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. A happy Thursday evening to you. Man, I tell you, this week has been blowing by for me, man. Which,
just busy, busy, huh?
Yeah, well, it really has. Fiance's in the hospital, and I haven't actually had a chance to get a damn thing done. So, but at least I'm here doing the show. You know, that's what's important. The show is number one. Although some people would disagree with that.
I love doing it.
Yeah, so do I. 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive with us and talk about anything. We're here live to the end of this hour. From 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, you will get a Time Warp hour of the show, but we're expecting that to be a live hour by the end of the month. So stay tuned. Actually, you can log on at freetalklive.com and sign up for our updates service, and we'll shoot you an email whenever we get some news. So as soon as I know the official date that we're going 3 hours a night live, I'll send it out to the updates list first, and they will find out. They will be the first to know. Of course, I'll also post it on the website, but if you're on the updates list, you'll be the first to know. You can log on and join that for free at freetalklive.com. Also at freetalklive.com, we have the chat room. There's people hanging out in there pretty much every night during the show.
Talking about the show, talking about other things.
And, yeah, things that are completely different, and talking about things that you
flirting with
never...
girls and doing whatever.
Right, and they also sometimes talk about things you could never say on the radio, so that's kind of like the... unregulated version of Free Talk Live in the chat room. The bulletin board system with over 200 users, almost 2,000 posts free to look through. The Shrine of Female Listeners, the last 6 days worth of the show, they're all available on the website, archived for your convenience and available free. The website is?
FreeTalkLive.com.
Exactly. 1-800-259-9231, so you can interrupt the show and bring up whatever you want, whether it be personal or political. Speaking of politics, San Francisco is completely insane. I mean, obviously, San Francisco is...
It's a beautiful town. Have you ever been there?
I've not. My family, when they told me all about it, apparently very oriental in a number of parts.
Yes.
And that's very cool. But apparently there's also a lot of homelessness there, and that's due to the fact that they have all sorts of programs for homeless people.
Sure.
To give them reason to stay homeless to become homeless.
If you want stray cats, put cat food outside your front door.
San Francisco's got a lot of that going on, apparently, but now, and they've always been one of the more liberal or progressive cities in the country. And with this new progressive word out, I always wonder what they're progressing toward. Total socialism? And why don't, let's just be honest, call them socialists, because that's what they are. In this case, San Francisco's supervisors want voters to approve a sweeping handgun ban that would prohibit almost everyone.
Except the criminals.
Except law enforcement officers, security guards, and military members from possessing firearms in the city. Well, no, criminals, it'll be prohibited from them, too.
Yes,
but it won't stop them.
No, it certainly won't.
The measure, which will appear on the municipal ballot next year, which means apparently people will be voting on it, would bar residents from keeping guns in their homes or businesses. Bill Barnes, an aide to Supervisor Chris Daley, said Wednesday it would also prohibit the sale, manufacturing, and distribution of handguns and ammunition in San Francisco, as well as the transfer of gun licenses. Barnes said the initiative is a response to San Francisco's skyrocketing homicide rate, as well as other social ills. There have been 86 murders in the city so far this year, compared to 70 in all of 2003.
I would think that a big city like San Francisco would have more than 70 or 83, you know, 70 to 83 murders in a given year.
It doesn't sound like a lot of people, but I wonder what the gun laws are like already there. I know California's got some pretty draconian gun laws as is, so I wonder what their current situation is. Because usually, the way it tends to work is the more laws you have against guns, the more violence by guns you'll have. That tends to be the relationship. And you can look all across the country, whether it be San Francisco, New York City, Los Angeles, the cities, the areas, the states with the most control measures in place are consequently the most violent, have the most gun violence. And then if you look at states like New Hampshire, where we had a call from New Hampshire last hour where Dave said they were going to have a UN flag burning, and some of the people who were going to be there at the flag burning were planning on openly carrying weapons.
There won't be any pickpockets at that flag burning.
Certainly not. And also,
that's a UN flag burning.
That's correct.
I just want to make that clear.
In Vermont, they also have, I believe, open carry. Both Vermont and New Hampshire are very, I don't know if liberal is the right
word. They're progressive towards...
freedom,
the Second Amendment.
They're very gun free, pro gun, friendly states. And you can, again, you can openly carry in New Hampshire. I think Vermont has open carry. Both states have very, very easy to acquire licenses for concealed carry. Of course, I'm totally against even licensing concealed carry, but nonetheless, pretty much all you have to do is ask for one in New Hampshire. You don't have to really go through any testing or anything like that. You just have to ask for one and they give it to you.
What about convicted criminals?
I don't know what all the details
are.
But if you do, 1-800-259-9231. But nonetheless, those states, they just don't have problems with gun violence. Now,
there's a couple of cities in Georgia where it's mandatory to carry guns. Or,
I don't know if it still is. It was at one time.
Town, or in your house or something like that.
I believe one of them is called Kennesaw, Georgia.
Yeah.
And I disagree with that, too, because that's legislating what you should... Again, legislating against guns and legislating for guns, I'm against both types of legislation. If somebody doesn't want to carry a gun, they sure as hell shouldn't be forced to.
But, I don't want to carry one.
Right. But if somebody wants to carry one, they absolutely should be allowed to, because it's those people who are armed in society that help keep everyone more honest. It was,
yes,
I don't know
and
who,
free.
I don't know who came up with the quote, but it is said that an armed society is a polite society, because if we're doing a business transaction and there's a good chance that each one of us is carrying packing heat, odds are good you're probably not going to screw me. Just the odds are good.
I mean, you might at least be nice when you do it.
Yeah, you'll definitely be nice. 800-259-9231. So San Francisco looking at a total.
You know, if San Francisco is worried about the crime rate, I have a recommendation. Stop the war on drugs. You'll see the crime rate go down. Forget
That's
trying
true.
To legislate against guns.
That's a great point. Because you're absolutely right. If you legislate against guns, the only people who will have them are the criminals. Because all the law-abiding citizens will they'll shrug their shoulders, they'll let out a sigh, and they'll turn over their guns.
Because honestly, if they passed in Florida a ban on owning weapons, I'd be fine. I don't own one. I don't have a shotgun. I don't have a pistol. I don't. My life just doesn't contain those things. Don't feel like I need them. But I do believe the people with guns keep me free.
Absolutely. They keep you safer, too, because if you've got a neighborhood where there's maybe 30 to 50% of the households with guns versus a neighborhood that advertises that it's a gun-free zone, which one do you think the criminals are going to target?
I think the burglars would probably stay away from the houses where the owners could be there with a shotgun waiting for them.
Exactly. Well, here's what San Francisco has to say to all this. The hope is twofold, that officers will have an opportunity to interact with folks, and if they have a handgun, that will be reason enough to confiscate it. Second, we know that for even law-abiding folks who own guns, the rates of suicide and mortality are substantially higher. So they're going to stop, they want to prevent law-abiding citizens from killing themselves with guns. So now more people will throw themselves off bridges.
Yes.
So while just perceived to be a crime thing, we think there's a wide benefit to limiting the number of guns in the city. These people
Good
are
for
totally
you, fruitcake.
Psychotic. The proposal was immediately dismissed as illegal, however, by the Gun Owners of California, a Sacramento-based, talk about a group that's got a lot of work in there.
They got a long, long road to hoe.
Guys, move to New Hampshire. Just make your jobs easier and move. That's what we have to do now, because these states are going crazy with their restrictions, with their security and all these new laws. The Gun Owners of California, Sam Paredes, the group's executive director, said the state has for years had a preemption law on the books that bars local governments from usurping the state's authority to regulate firearms. He says that the amazing thing is they're going to turn San Francisco into ground zero for every criminal who wants to profit at their chosen profession.
Yeah.
People are going to be assaulted. People are going to be robbed. People are going to be pushed around by thugs, and the police are going to be powerless to do anything about it. Come on. Have you ever dialed 911 and had them show up on time? 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You got to protect your own self in this world. You can't look to the police to do it for you because, well, they just clean up the mess. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
I want to street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. Not available in all states.
That's right. You can literally interrupt the program. We can be in the middle of a conversation about San Francisco and their insane new potential gun ban. It's going on the ballot in, I think, 2005 for the city of San Francisco, the voters there, to actually vote on, which is a perfect example of why democracy really sucks. But we can get into that in a moment. First, let's go to...
It's Vern in Missouri. He wants to talk about guns.
Hello, Vern. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Vern? Hello.
Hello?
Hi, Vern.
Hi. Sorry about that.
Not a problem.
I just wanted there was a science fiction author that I really enjoyed called named Robert Heinlein. And
okay.
In some of his books, he postulated a society that that you could carry guns. You could choose to carry guns or not carry guns. And
okay.
For those that carry, there came a responsibility with carrying guns. You had to protect those that didn't.
Seems fair.
Yeah. And, but you also got, in the society, you also got little perks. You know, you'd be able to cut in line in front of people that didn't have guns. You got discounts. But if you didn't live up to your responsibility, society came down hard on you.
Mm-hmm.
And it made you responsible for, you know, just made you responsible. And I sort of like that concept.
Are you suggesting, Vern, that people who have guns be required to come to the rescue of those who are in peril?
You know, I think so, yes. I mean, if you're going to carry a gun, you know, there comes a responsibility, and you should have responsibility to society to protect those that need it.
You know, here's what I think about. It's difficult to know what's going on in any given situation. You walk down the street, there's some guy beating up some woman. Well, how do you know she didn't just steal his wallet and he just caught her? And it looks like she's beating her up, but in fact, he's just trying to get his car keys back from her. You know?
Right.
And that's why I don't...
I'm not saying you shoot him, but, you know, if you've got a gun and you see something like that, they're going to stop.
Right. Well, it certainly doesn't hurt.
I don't think I like the idea of legislating that, though, Vern.
Well, I don't know if you could legislate that. I think that's the attitude that the populace has to take.
Oh, if you're talking about making it a sort of a voluntary option and persuading people to behave that way if they're gun carriers, I'm all for it. I mean, if somebody wants to step into a situation, I know that there have been plenty of slaughters that have happened. I think what is it, Luby's in Texas, where Texas had passed a gun ban and some maniac opened up on an entire restaurant full of people and was just a huge slaughter several years back. And there were a couple guys who normally would have been carrying guns that were no longer doing so because of the law against it, and they could have stepped in and they could have made a difference and saved people's lives. So yeah, if all you're saying is a gun carrier should do that sort of thing, then by all means, I agree with you. They should try to help out, but if you don't want to, you shouldn't have to.
Well, yeah, but still, wouldn't you feel like as a society you'd have a responsibility to the people that weren't carrying a firearm?
Well, I think that humans, as a rule, are just, it's amazing, the human spirit and how we help each other in any given situation. There's a car wreck on the side of the road, people stop, people help people, you know, people in any situation. So I think that a person with a gun would be helpful in certain situations. I think they could be also a hindrance in certain situations, too.
Yeah, well, you know... There's always a learning curve.
Well, plus, Vern, I don't think that we can take responsibility for another's choice. I mean, if Joe Liberal doesn't want to carry a gun, or I don't carry a gun either, and I'm not a liberal, yeah. But if somebody doesn't want to carry a gun, they just took the they just abdicated themselves of that responsibility. That doesn't mean that someone else should have to pick up that ball for them. Look, if you're not carrying a weapon to defend yourself, then I'm not saying you deserve to get attacked, but if you do get attacked and you feel helpless, it's not my fault. You have the opportunity in a state like New Hampshire or Vermont or something like that. You have an ample opportunity to carry protection for yourself. If you choose not to, then I can't be blamed for that.
I understand that, but I think if you choose to take up a gun, a handgun, and carry it, there's still some responsibility to that. And I think that it's more of I don't know if I can say this right, societal type responsibility, that, yeah, you may not like that liberal that decided not to carry a gun, but if he's getting whipped up on the street and you've got one, there is sort of a responsibility to stop that.
I disagree with that, man. Want you any other comments?
I think that people always want to help.
I think they should help. I think that it's a good thing to help your fellow man, but I can't say that you have to be responsible for them. Thanks for the call, man. We've got to run, and hopefully we'll hear from you again. Thanks, Vern. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. For some reason, you're getting the caller list here, and we've got a whole bunch of calls on hold. Are any of them females, I guess?
They are not.
Okay, so who are we going to next?
We got Tom in Sweden listening on the Internet, and he wants to talk about separation of church and state.
Nobody else about the guns?
Oh, yeah, there's lots of guns.
Let's stay on topic, and then we'll go there, okay?
Okay.
So let's go with another gun call.
Okay, Bob in Tennessee, WBCR, gun rights.
Hello, Bob. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hey.
First of all, I'm surprised at your last caller's comments. I think anyone has a moral obligation to try to help their fellow man.
Why don't I have an obligation to myself? What if there's five guys attacking one person and they all have weapons? Why don't I have an obligation to my own life to just leave them the hell alone and get the hell out of there?
Oh, yeah. I agree with that, but... Yes, if you don't have a gun, yeah, you shouldn't wade into five.
No, I'm saying if I do, let's say I've got an AK-47 strapped to my back, and I just don't feel like getting into a fight that particular day. Why do I have a moral obligation to step in?
Well, sir, if you see someone, another human being being abused, or I feel like I've got a moral obligation to help that person.
Would you legislate against my choice? Like if I chose to just walk away?
It's not something that should be legislated.
Okay.
It's something that you've got to make up in your own mind, your own heart.
Okay.
If you were that
individual
laying there being beat to death by five individuals, and there was a person walking down the street that had an opportunity to help you, shouldn't he help?
I think he should.
I'm with you.
But I think it should be up to that individual, and you're agreeing with me. You're saying it should be a voluntary choice.
I agree 100%, but I'm sorry, but... I'm just speaking for myself. I could not understand a situation where I don't care the circumstances. I would not want to commit suicide, but I could definitely do something.
I got you. Well, very good. Thank you. Any final points, Bob?
Yeah, I'd like to bring up one point.
Okay.
There was when you're talking about guns in America, after the war was over, World War II, they talked to a admiral that was actually there near Pearl Harbor.
You got 20 seconds to make a point.
And they asked him, why did you not go ahead and invade Hawaii at the time when you had everything, our complete military shut down? He said, the one thing that kept them from invading Hawaii was the fact that Americans own guns.
I agree with that 100%. You're absolutely right, Bob. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. In my opinion, that's why we don't even need a military, because if the citizenry is armed like Switzerland, then who the hell is going to want to take us over house by house? 800-259-9231. Everybody hanging on. Keep hanging. We are going to get to every single one of your calls. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself, the reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. The show that you can take control of and bring up anything that you want. Obviously, if we're talking about gun rights and we got people on the line who want to talk about that issue, we're going to flush that issue and then we'll go to your change-up call. So I apologize to Tom in Sweden who was holding patiently and I guess he decided he had to go. So we're going to continue. Go back to the phones here, 800-259-9231, because this is a show about what you want to talk about. And let's go to
Bill in Missouri. I'm listening on the satellite. He wants to talk about guns.
Hello, Bill. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey.
Alaska and Vermont are the only two states that have absolute freedom to carry either concealed or open with no permits.
Thank you for clarification there. Thank you. I knew that Vermont was really open. I wasn't sure if they had a permit or not.
Yeah, Alaska just passed this year or so ago.
Now, is open carry also legal in both of those states?
Oh, open carry is legal in a lot of states.
Okay.
The trouble is they put so many restrictions out, like they do here in Missouri. You can't carry it in a park. You can't carry it to a meeting. You can't carry it here. You can't carry it there.
Mm-hmm.
There's stores that have signs up, no weapons carried in here. I mean, it's baloney. I don't want to leave a weapon locked up in a car while I'm gone and shopping for an hour or two.
Sure.
A car's too easy to get into.
Absolutely.
But the Kennesaw, Georgia, that was not a matter of carrying weapons. It was a matter of every household should have a weapon.
Right, which it still was legislated, and I got to be against something like that.
Yeah, I know it, but it did. It sure cut down on crime there. They
yeah, you're absolutely right. It did. It did cut down on crime.
Yep, and there's Virgin, Utah did the same thing.
Virgin, also, Utah?
Virgin, Utah, yeah.
That's an appropriate name for a city in Utah, huh?
Yeah. Yep. But in September of 1961, the origin of State Department Document 7277, which was the United States program for general and complete disarmament in a peaceful world.
Mm.
And then the Congress went ahead and passed Public Law 87-297.
We'll take your word for it.
Well, that was the Weapons Control and Disarmament Act.
Don't these... it would seem to me that you can't invade America. Like, there's no land force is ever going to occupy America because you have to go from every trailer park to, behind every jacked up car. There's going to be some guy with a shotgun ready to blow your head off. You can't take over this country of ours because of the Second Amendment.
There are shotguns, rifles. There are legally privately owned full automatic weapons.
Yep.
1986, I think there were like 150,000 privately owned full automatic weapons that had never been used in a crime.
Hooray for the Second Amendment.
So, yeah. That's
can you believe
for.
these maniacs in San Francisco? Can you believe it?
Well, you can vote your rights away.
Well, you know what? That's the problem with democracy is the majority tends to vote all the rights away of everybody else. So if a majority of voters in San Francisco, and they probably will, agree with the politicians, then the San Franciscans are going to have no more gun rights.
Well, a lot of the politicians are so corrupt that they are scared of just the people.
See, now, Manwich believes that these politicians are doing these things because they really believe it's the right thing to do. But you're in my camp then, Bill. You think they're corrupt scumbags.
Yes, they are. I'm sure they are. All of them, but a great many of them.
Yeah, I make the assumption that they're corrupt scumbags until proven otherwise, personally.
Yeah, generally speaking.
Bill, anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, you got a lot of people calling, so I'll just get off of here and let them carry it from here on.
Well, Bill, we appreciate it.
It was a great call, Bill.
As you know, we're on six nights a week, so call us back sometime. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
800-259-9231. Let's go to
Jorge in Florida on gun rights.
All right, Jorge, you're on Free Talk Live.
This is going to be deep, I can tell.
What is going on, fellas? This is not a great day.
Hey.
Isn't this great, guys?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, I'm just having the greatest day of my life. This is so great.
Why?
Because I hear the free talkers, and you guys are like, oh, we do not have the freedom. We do not have the gun rights. We cannot wear Halloween, man. Yeah, guys, nothing there. This is so great.
Wait a minute, Jorge, get out of here. Hang up. Jorge, can you behave yourself? Jorge?
Yes?
Are you going to behave yourself now? You got to tell me why this is such a great day.
Am I being too happy for you?
No, we got to get a conversation going here. Jorge, tell me why it's a great day.
They're taking our freedom away from us. This is so bad.
Are you making fun of me?
Yeah, this is so bad. We live in the worst country in the world.
He never said that.
I said last night that this is probably still the best country to live in the world.
That's fantastic, but it sure doesn't sound like it.
Well, Jorge, why are you saying this is the greatest day for you? What happened?
Oh, because I woke up this morning and the sun, he was shining and the birds were singing to me and they're like, oh!
All right, you're
like,
all
yes. Right.
See you later, Jorge. 1-800-259-9231. He's like on.
I love those calls.
He's on something tonight. 800-259-9231. Who's next?
We've got Brandon.
Brandon in where? Indiana?
Yes, Brandon, Indiana.
You're on the internet. Brandon, what's up?
How do you guys do tonight?
Doing well.
I think I was talking to one of you earlier on the internet.
I think we're both in the chat room at freetalklive.com, and you're there right now.
Hey, by the way, I wasn't blaming that on you. I was talking to one of you last night. I was the last person to call in, and it was crunch time, and I was trying to get my point across.
You failed. That's okay. It's tough to do it in 20 seconds.
Yeah. But I did want to say something about the gun issue, though.
Certainly.
Oh, man.
Hopefully it's a little more deep than our last call.
Pow, pow.
Those are my gunshots, by the way.
That just drives me nuts when these people believe we live in a democracy, and then and you can't vote the minorities right away.
They are, and they can.
I just don't. Well, they got to draw the line in the sand. I mean, that just doesn't make. That's just driving
me crazy. How can you draw a line in the sand when everybody else is voting against you? The only thing you can do, in my opinion, is move away.
Yeah, that's what Michael Badner did. Now that I think about it, I remember a lot from his videos.
Brandon. I don't know how it is in Indiana, but in Florida, for instance, the Publican...
Oh, these people in Florida.
They get 50,000 votes, which they hire these professional... not votes. 50,000
signatures.
50,000 signatures, and then they can get a amendment put on the ballot. And then this commitment can be anything. They voted in some... a bullet train, and they voted in, pigs' rights.
And did they vote out the bullet train?
They voted in and then voted out the bullet train.
It seems like here
then they voted out the business owner's right to allow smoking in his business. I'm just wondering. I mean, if they said Manwich's head will be chopped off on Main Street at noon tomorrow. Everybody votes.
70% would vote yes.
If 70% voted, are they going to chop my head off?
In this state, in Florida, where we're originating this show from, every time the amendment, usually in a big election, there's 7 or 8 different constitutional amendments on the ballot, and almost all of them always pass, and the margin is usually 65-70%. for it. And so it doesn't even seem to matter in the state of Florida what you write in the amendment. Everybody just votes for it.
Yeah,
so
right,
they wrote that they wanted the bullet train. Everybody voted for it. This time they wrote that they didn't want the bullet train anymore. And everybody voted for it. So if you want something passed in Florida, just get an amendment and everyone will vote for it. 1-800-259-9231. Brandon, if you have more, hang on. This is Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, where time becomes a loop, where time becomes a loop.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. Anything goes. You can bring up whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it be personal issue or something political, some sort of rant you want to get off your chest. We are here for you. 1-800-259-9231. We're here at least live until the end of this hour. And then coming up from 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, you'll get an hour of the Time Warp, the Free Talk Live Time Warp. I need to really have an effect ready for that. But I'm historically unprepared. 1-800-259-9231. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And we might just read your email live on the air. Let's go back to the phones, though. We kind of dominated the conversation a moment ago with Brandon, and I don't think he had quite a chance to get out everything that he wanted to. So, Brandon, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yo, hey. No, that's all right. It's your show. But what I really called in, and I'm just really getting irritated about all those gun activists, or anti-gun activists, I should say. Just driving me nuts.
Well, what we're talking about, of course, what started this whole conversation is San Francisco is looking at possibly passing a new law that will prohibit everybody from owning guns, with the exception of police officers and security guards, basically, and the military.
Yeah, yeah. But what I called in for, this is about last night, you guys had to end the show, and I was trying to get across my point, but what my problem is separation of church and state is not in the Constitution, but I think basically what this country's founded on is the freedom of thought, and the government can't demand anybody to think anything,
mm-hmm.
nor can they say what people can't think. Now, if Congressman Mike Pence wanted to wear a shirt with the Ten Commandments on it to Congress, I'd be like, all right, whatever. And if Nancy Pelosi wanted to wear a shirt with the Humanist Manifesto on it, I'd be like, all right, that's cool. That's her right. Now, if a judge wanted to place like a plaque of evolution in his courtroom, he'd be like, okay, no problem. And if a conservative judge or a Christian judge wanted to place a plaque of the Ten Commandments, I'd be like,
We get your point.
I mean, I just don't see where this is all going. And the thing is, when people stand for separation of church and state, another point is, I want so little of a government, there wouldn't be any church, or there wouldn't be any state to separate the church from.
I am for that 100%.
I mean, somebody said, Brandon, libertarians, they stand up for a separation of church and state. I said, that doesn't matter, because there's not going to be any state to separate the church from.
Churches won't be interested in taking control of the state because there won't be anything to really control.
Yeah, and that's another thing. The state does try and take control of the church with the 501c3s and these marriage license and pastor license. They're taking control of the religion.
They absolutely have.
Hmm. I didn't know they had to have, wait a minute, pastor's licenses?
I'm pretty sure. Now, I could be wrong.
Is this like a Missouri? Wait, you're in Indiana. Is this an Indiana thing or what?
I heard a blip last night on Hannity. He was talking to Falwell, and I think somebody
that's a
called,
shocker, huh?
And I think somebody called in and was saying that they shouldn't get marriage or they shouldn't have pastor license. And Sean Hannity's like, well, I'm just going to go declare myself a pastor then. And Reverend Falwell's like, oh yeah, sorry. You're right, boss. Yeah,
it's that easy. I remember reading an Onion article. Of course, if you've ever seen the Onion at theonion.com.
Well, I got a funny story about that.
I remember seeing an article where it basically was written from the perspective of this guy who went out and bought a priest outfit and started walking around. And of course, everybody treated him as though he was a father, and
yes.
It was just great. I mean, anybody can be a priest. It takes
altar boys were flashing him the whole thing.
I don't know about that.
Now you got. I'm gonna have to look that up, and I'll call you back. I'll call you guys back some other time and see if I was inaccurate or something. But to the best of my knowledge, that's the way it is.
Excellent. Brandon, thank you for the call.
Yep.
As usual, well-informed, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
1-800-259-9231. By the way, Brandon is hanging out in the freetalklive.com chat room. So
and you can, too. All you have to do is go to freetalklive.com.
Exactly. So that's kind of one of the cool aspects that we have to this show. Instead of just getting to hear a caller on the air for a few minutes and then them being gone, you can actually talk to our callers, talk to listeners who don't ever call, all in the chat room at freetalklive.com, also the bulletin board system where we have messages being posted all the time. Actually, it's been a little bit slow in there recently, so why don't you register and get into the fray, shall we say, at freetalklive.com.
Look a little bit slow, 50 a day?
Something no, posts have been down recently.
Really?
I don't know why. Maybe
it's
the holidays. That's probably what
really.
It is. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun, to Kevin in Indiana, the owner-operator of
93.3.
Yeah. Hello, Kevin.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening again. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for asking.
Hey, Kevin, I've got to tell you, I had FM dreams the night that we talked. I can't imagine how the FCC or somebody allows it all to happen.
Well, because you have to know the truth and have to stand up for the truth, and you have to be verbal. You have to go out. You know, I do not know how to be defensive. I only know how to be offensive.
Got it.
Okay.
Well, one thing's for sure, we appreciate people who stand up for the truth on this show, Kevin.
Okay.
You've got a lot of respect here. What's on your mind tonight? But I mean, obviously, we can't get back into the radio station comments because you had something else on your mind, right?
Yes, exactly. Gun control. And I was wondering, I would like to ask you, gentlemen, since we've been talking, or since I've been listening, you've been talking about the Second Amendment, and we have all these rights. And so I was wondering, at what point in time do you think those rights stopped being?
At what point in time did our rights stop being?
Yeah.
It's been a continuous thing.
No, it hasn't been a continuous thing.
When did it start? When was the first egregious violation of the constitutional rights?
Mm-hmm.
I'll answer that when we come back. Hang on, Kevin. 1-800-259-9231. We also got Mark on the line in Sarasota. We're going to try and sneak your call in before we're done tonight. Again, we're here till the bottom of the hour. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-9231.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Hey, kids. You want a soundtrack that's going to make you feel tense? Let you express your frustration?
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control. Bring up anything you want to see in here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're only here with you live for the next few moments until 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The 9 to 10 hour for now is a Time Warp hour, but soon to be a live hour, so keep that in mind. We're also available on Saturday nights from 8 to 10 Eastern Time, and of course we have our weekday show, which is what we're doing right now, from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun, and let's talk to Kevin again in Indiana. Kevin, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Okay, enough of the 50 questions. I'll just tell you.
I got a guess.
We want to answer it first. Your question before we went to break was, where was the first real violation of our constitutional rights?
And we didn't speak to each other during the break.
Okay.
So, now would you hit it with your answer first?
I'm going to go with Woodrow Wilson's creation of the League of Nations.
I'm going to say that I'm sure there was some more minute ones prior to this, but I would say the Civil War.
No, gentlemen, it's much more recent than that.
Okay.
Okay, the IRS is the beginning of it. In 1906, the federal government set up trust fund number 2, lowercase IRS, with Philippines jurisdiction. Jump ahead to 33, trust fund number 62, capital IRS, jurisdiction only in Puerto Rico. And in 1972, the IRS branched off and what we now call the BATF.
Okay.
And with the BATF, that's where our first violation occurred. And so, you can own any weapon you want in this country. You can have a tank if you want. You can have a, 20-millimeter automatic, whatever. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because any license that you get for any, like they say, well, if Waco down there, if David Koresh would have had a license for supposedly some automatic, a $200 license, nothing would have occurred. Well, every license that you purchase or whatever is authorized by the Secretary of the Treasury of Puerto Rico.
Now you tell me
why anybody in this country has to get anything signed by the Secretary of the Treasury of Puerto Rico.
I don't think they should, but I'd also think, unfortunately, we're out of time, Kevin.
Yes, well,
call us back sometime, though, man.
Very
appreciate
well.
It. 800-259-9231. I want to slip in Mark in Sarasota. You're on Free Talk Live. Mark?
Yeah, I totally tricked your screen color.
Oh, jeez.
But hey, guys, I just wanted to apologize for my outburst. And I tell you guys, I do agree with you guys on a lot of things, and I think you guys are great.
Thanks, Jorge. We got to let you go, man. Only one call per night. Thanks, though. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231.
I like his calls.
I like his calls too, but there's only one call per night. There's six.
No. I'm not saying we should keep it.
Six nights a week.
I'm saying that he's apologizing for a call that I liked.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. You can't keep it on forever, but it's a nice interlude.
It was a funny call. Yes, it was.
I wish that I would have been able to keep my our station owner in Indiana on a little longer, but that's okay.
He's called before, and I'm sure he'll call again.
I really look forward to it, I must say.
Yeah, absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. There just wasn't enough time to really explore what he was getting into anyway.
No.
Especially considering we're in the last
few. If he calls at the beginning of an hour, I'd love to just do the whole hour.
Yeah, Kevin, our first hour, because we're not on... Actually, Kevin's probably our only affiliate who carries hour number one, because right now we're brand new to syndication, and we only have a few affiliates. Even though we are in market 29 and 34, they carry the second and third hours of the show, and nobody really is on board for hour one except for probably Kevin. So Kevin, call us during hour one, and man, we'll have plenty of time then. 800-259-9231, unless you want to take control of the show, because this is your show and you can bring up anything you want. In the meantime, between now and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern time, when we're back, log on at freetalklive.com and get interactive in our chat room and our bulletin board system. Check out the archive section, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and much, much more.
Don't forget to stick around for the Time Warp Hour.
It's been Ian here with you.
And Man Witch.
We'll see you tomorrow night at 7. It's been Free Talk Live.
U.S. Gold.